So now we have one more item. Item N, Family Law, the new online parenting after separation course.
Chief, this is a no action item, so we're not seeking public comment. No one's actually asked to speak on it in any event.
Welcome, Judge Borak and Julian.
Thank you, Chief. And it's nice to be here. And the reason that I'm going to stand is because I don't expect this presentation to take very long. What I am going, and I'm not asking you for anything. Actually, I'm thanking you for what has already been allocated. On recommendation of the Trial Court Budget Working Group, the Judicial Council approved $52,850 from the Trial Court Improvement Fund during the fiscal year of 2011 and 2012 for the project that you see before you. What you're looking at is www.familieschange.ca.gov, and it's been up for about a year. It's received very positive responses from judges, from court staff, and from members of the public. The goals originally set in providing this resource included relieving family courts from having to spend time and money on developing and providing mandated orientation to mediation and information and parent education courses historically often provided only available through the resources of court staff. The information provided on this website that originated in Canada is geared towards supporting parents in appropriate cases, developing parenting plans and agreements, and decreasing the conflict that parents often experience when they're going through divorces and trying to figure out what they're going to do with their kids. The advantages that are obvious as we walk you through this program are that parents can do this at their own pace. Often the orientation that has been presented traditionally by the court staff is, okay, we got an hour, we're going to give it all to you. We give you these packets that are about this high in, quote, information, which they can't often understand, or no matter how much we try to make it in plain English, they're just overwhelmed. It's like drinking out of a fire hose. So with the website, as you'll see as we go through this, and we won't take very much of your time, you do it at your own pace. It enables you and empowers you to be able to make your own decisions, to be able to understand what your options are at your own pace. And with that kind of empowerment, I am certain what we will see in the future is that people who are going through and who have these questions and who really can come to agreements by themselves will not have to use the courts at all. The court's resources will be reserved for those people who really have a conflict, who really need access to a justice system to help them through it. And all of those people who now have only one avenue to come to the court to go through processes that often place them in adversarial positions when they didn't want to be there and they don't have to be there, this is a tool that will allow them another alternative. So we're pleased to be presenting to you the newest addition to the website, Parenting After Separation, which is the online free parent education course that can be accessed. So first we will show you this Families Change that you see here takes you to this collection of resources. And it's not only for the parents, but as you see, it's for kids, the kids' guide, and because children are often not part of this process, they are not part of mediation, it's only for parents. Many family courts believe that having children involved in the process is not good for children, and yet what we found is the children who are not allowed to be in the process are often confused, and it's not good for their mental health. So with this, it helps parents to talk to their children. It helps children to talk to their parents. And we'd like to show you just a minute or two of what we call Changeville. And that's the interactive site for kids. So, Julia?
Welcome to Changeville. Lots of kids have parents who have separated or are divorced, but it's still upsetting if it happens to you. A walk through Changeville will tell you what to expect and help you deal with all the different feelings you might have. And along the way, there's all kinds of fun games and activities. When parents separate, things can get complicated for kids. Visit Legal Street to learn all about the ways in which families break up and how kids are looked after.
So that's just kind of a brief example. The Parenting After Separation provides approximately 3 hours of parent education that addresses separation and divorce and children's developmental needs. And here it is. That's okay. Go ahead.
Hello. We're here to introduce you to the online Parenting After Separation course. My name is Richard.
And my name is Yuki.
Parenting After Separation is a workshop offered to parents who are separating or getting a divorce. The workshop, often called by the initials PAS, helps parents to deal with family breakup issues. It also helps parents make informed decisions about their separation, putting the children's needs first.
Online PAS combines information on video delivered by PAS facilitators like us, as well as video presentations, highlight notes, and interactive exercises. The interactive activities included in each section of the course have been designed to help parents think about self-awareness, skill development, and problem solving. In addition, Online PAS includes a number of resources and places you can contact to get help. We will talk more about these resources later.
One of those six sections is section number 2, which is specific to California. So we have taken the Canada website, and with the resources that were provided, we've tweaked it so that the information provided is for California residents in terms of helping them to understand California law and the California process. And we have some of our more famous judges doing that, like Judge Nystrom Geist, who was from that county that you were just talking about.
Legal custody is for parents who want to share in the health and education decisions for their children. Parents who have joint legal custody often select schools, daycare providers, and counselors together. If one parent has sole legal custody, then that parent makes those decisions alone. When parents have joint physical custody, children live a great deal of time with each parent, not necessarily 50-50, although it can mean 50-50. Sole physical custody means that a child lives with one parent and spends significantly less amount of time with the other parent.
So in addition to the education that it provides to the parents, it also gives them a tool so that they can construct a parenting plan without using, again, family court services resources or any other resources that they may not need. I understand that yesterday Judge Jarre shared some information about the good work that's been undertaken in Napa County in providing orientation to parents online. I don't know how much Napa had to expend in order to develop that, but what you have to realize is with your $52,850, you have developed the same kind of resource for 58 counties. So you have leveraged your statewide resources incredibly well, and I congratulate you on that. Some courts link this directly to their own websites. And also, if you complete the parenting course, which is this 3-hour course, you can get a certificate online, and they actually give you a grade. I'm not sure how many times you can go through the course until you get the A, but that would be evidence that you could then present to the judge or your mediator or whatever. I've been through the course, and the judge would be able to, if they want to spend 3 hours looking at what the course is, give some value to that evidence. It's also, the course includes a handbook and additional materials, and I believe, Julia, we have it translated into...
It's in the process of being translated. The handbook has been translated to Spanish. The whole website will be, and the Parenting After Separation course will be as well. If you did find out that you had parents who only spoke Mandarin or Urdu, that's available through the Canadian website as well, just information for parents and children. So there's actually extensive information now in multiple languages that we have access to for litigants in California.
Is there anything else I've left out?
I think that's it. We do have materials that we've sent out to the presiding judges and court executive officers and to family court services directors and self-help centers. So we, as funds become available, we're printing more posters and cards for litigants to pick up. Libraries as well. So we're trying to get it out to the public so people know about it. It's been very well received. So thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Jacobson.
Just one very brief question. For another $52,000, could you guys come up with one of these plans that would make the high conflict, very difficult cases not ever come to court? Looks very good.
No, but I think with this $52,000, as I've said before, you will give your family law judges, who are often overworked and understaffed, more time to deal with those high conflict cases.
Out.
I just want to say thank you very much. I think it's a remarkable program, and I don't know, Julia, if you were here when I gave my report on Santa Barbara's liaison, but they think you're one of their heroes, so thank you.
So before we conclude today's meeting, I just wanted to take a point for personal privilege to say very briefly, but it's not the brevity, it's really the depth, and that is to our departing members. It's been an extraordinary experience these last 5 to 1 year that you've served, but for most of you, you started the same time I did in 2011 who are departing. These have been unprecedented years for the branch. We've had the most difficult issues, the rawest of emotions, and the highest fears, and really all that you've done and continue to do, and as importantly, how we've all conducted ourselves. It's been an honor and privilege to serve with you all, and I look forward to your continued volunteerism. You are the best of the best. Thank you for your service.